Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The huge college football games this weekend and the big winners. Carpenter and Rothman's college football picks.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, college football picks. Outside of the game, we will look at Iowa at Nebraska. This is a game in Lincoln at 2:30. Iowa's favored by 4.5, Carp.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa, they're not an explosive offense by any stretch. Nebraska has not been great this year. A chance for them, I believe, to get to 500. But I think it would be better for the Big Ten to win. For if Iowa wins this thing, the way they'll stay in the top 20. 4.5. Not really scared of it. I think this kind of screams to me like a 17-7 game. And I'm going to take the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I am too. Their defense has been really good. And I don't – Adrian Martinez, I know that he's been really good over the last few weeks. They're starting to get that running game going. I don't think it's going to be enough against this defense. I mean, there's still an outside shot. They could be 5-7 Nebraska and still get bowl eligible, which is crazy. They're going to have to do a lot right in this game to beat Iowa, despite being at home in Lincoln. I'm going to take Iowa by 10, 26-16. 3:30 game, Alabama at Auburn. This one at Auburn, 3:30 is the kick, and Bama's favored by 4.
I don't know what it is this week. The more I keep thinking about this Auburn-Alabama game, and I know Auburn has 3 losses, but they've all been close, or pretty relatively close. And, you know, if Bo Nix plays like he did against Oregon, I think that this team is good on offense. Gus Malzahn is the most creative offensive running scheme coach I've ever seen, like his ability to design plays. You know, Bama's defense hasn't been the same since Dylan Moses, their middle linebacker, went out to start the season. I think Auburn pulls the upset here. I think they win this thing outright.
You're going to take them outright.
Take them outright.
Yeah, it's one of those games that Bama's going to be – for the first time, really trying to play to impress the committee.
That's not a good recipe.
It doesn't seem like one when your focus is on not only having to win the game on the road in a rivalry game, but you just can't win it normally. That's a horrible feeling. Because if you want to be one of the 4 best, you've got to look it tomorrow. And Auburn's going to try to load up because this is – how else would you beat them? They got Mac Jones, a backup QB.
Yeah.
You load up to stop Najee Harris – and you force him to beat you. I think it keeps them in the game. Something tells me Bama squeaks by in this game, that they have the heart to do it somehow. I don't know if they quite have the team, but I see this being a really close game, and that's why I definitely would take the points. I think it will be low scoring. I'm going to take it in kind of a thriller, 24-23.
Ooh.
Bama gets it done and somehow stays in the conversation, depending on what happens.
You got heart, Lionheart.
Yes. Wisconsin at Minnesota. Game day in Minneapolis. 3:30 kick. Badgers by 3. Interesting.
Is that a question mark?
There is. That's kind of a Ron Burgundy. I may have to double check that. Am I right?
You're right.
On that?
I'm getting it too.
Okay. Forecast for Saturday, tomorrow in Minnie, mid 30s. Same thing they'll get in Ann Arbor. A little rain, snow, sleet mix. That has to favor a little bit of the Badgers, right?
I guess the question is, for Minnesota, can Alex Morgan play as well as he did against
the soccer player?
What did I say? Yeah, not Alex. Tanner Morgan.
That's
sorry.
Right. No, that's all right.
Tanner Morgan. Can Tanner Morgan play as well as he did against Penn State? Like, that's my question. And can he get those receivers going? Tyler Johnson, Bateman out on the outside. Can those guys get rolling?
Patrick
Bateman? Well, that's not his first name.
I know. I'm kidding. We're on a roll.
Yeah, exactly. Alex Morgan, Patrick Bateman, all the stars. But can he play well enough to be able to take advantage of that Wisconsin secondary? It's pretty good, but they're going to gamble. They'll get after you a little bit. I feel like Minnesota wins this game. I don't know why. It's at home. They beat them last year by over 20. I mean, I just think they get it done.
What's your final?
I think Minnesota wins it outright.
All right. Well, it's one of those games that we know what's at stake for Minnesota. This is beyond their wildest dreams that they could represent that side of the conference in the Big Ten title game. It would really cement P.J. Fleck in that his message is being heard, and everyone that wants to kind of rip him about his corniness and his apparel and everything
apparel?
Yes. Well, you know what, the crop pants and the bulging pants and the tight pants. He wears a tie, man. He's buttoned up. Let's put it that way.
I like his look.
Yeah, he's clean. The biggest difference is in this game has been over the first half a dozen games. Wisconsin was taking the ball away. Now they're giving it up. And in a game like this, if they give it up, they will lose. Will the weather dictate the passing game to Minnesota where it slows them down? I'm going to say no. I'm going to be with you on this one. I'm going to take Minnesota in a very close game, 23-20. I think it'll be fairly low scoring. This is the game that Minnesota has been waiting for. They answered the bell when they had Penn State coming in. They hung on to win that game. And even though they lost at Iowa, they've got everything to play for now. And I think at home, I'll give it to them. I'll give them the game. Northwestern at Illinois. Illinois -8.5 in Champaign.
Is this really a game that we're talking about?
I think you do it very quickly. Illinois is going to win. They're already bowl eligible. And
Champaign Santa? Yeah, the battle for the land of Lincoln?
He'll deliver again.
I'm going to take it, Rothman. They win. They win by they cover, too.
Yeah, they'll cover. They'll win that game by 10 or more. Old Oak and Bucket, Indiana at Purdue. High noon in West Lafayette. It's weird because they don't need to win this game to go to a bowl game. That's kind of rare for Indiana. And maybe the fact that they'll be a little more relaxed, I think, will let them play this game loose. I like Indiana in this game. Purdue is finally, I think, at the point where I can say they're not the same team. They give up a lot of yards. If Indiana can run the football, which I believe they can, I don't know what quarterback Purdue is on right now. Got it. Indiana's got to go to West Lafayette and win this game. What did I say the spread was again?
Seven.
It's going to be right there. But I think they're going to do it. I think they'll win this game by 10. I got them 31-21, Indiana.
I like that. That's what I was about going to go there. I'll even say 35-24, Hoosiers. Get it done, baby. 8 wins this season.
Yeah. Well, they've lost to Purdue the last couple of years. So, and by the way, this is the year you cannot lose to them. Like, this is you have the better team. You're bowl eligible. There's no pressure. You can just focus on the rivalry game. This is not the one where you drop a third straight loss in the Oaken bucket. Finally, LSU at home against A&M. LSU favored by 17.
That's
7
a big,
o'clock, Baton Rouge.
That's a big number. I'm inclined to think that A&M will cover that. They can score the football. LSU's defense hasn't been great this season. I think this is probably going to be a high-scoring affair, too. I mean, I'd look at it maybe, 45-35 or something like that. I think it's 17 is huge. I think it's tighter than that. So give me those points.
Well, I look at this as, yeah, they're laying 17, and you're right. A&M's been everyone's, tough one to get over, and you credit yourself when you beat A&M. LSU did get dropped. Ohio State leapfrogged them. I think that has to weigh in a little bit for LSU this time. I think they can, they were going from being an absolute number one to, wait a minute, we got leapfrogged by Ohio State. I think they're going to want to put the hammer down on this, but you're right. It just seems like it's too many points. Wow. 17. Yeah, this has somewhere in the vicinity of a 14-point game. So I'm going to be in there with you. Somewhere around 4. I'll have LSU by 2 touchdowns in this one. Let's do one more. Let's do Oklahoma at Oak State. This is an 8 p.m. game in Stillwater.
Bedlam.
Oklahoma is -13.
Gosh. It seems like these games are usually a little tighter, and I feel like it's going to be fairly high scoring. Give me those points. I feel like this is probably about a 10-point game. Similar to LSU. I mean, I think this will be a high-scoring game, back and forth a little bit. I think it's a convincing win, but I wouldn't be surprised Oklahoma, the Cowboys get a garbage touchdown to cut that thing to 10.
I'm with you because Oklahoma's been dancing really close to the edge this year. They've survived a few games. They beat Iowa State and Baylor and TCU by a combined 8 points. They've been... if they turn the ball over, they're in real trouble. I think Oklahoma State, this is Bedlam. They've got to bring it. I think they lose the game, but they definitely keep it close. This game's probably in the 30s, somewhere around 38-31, Oklahoma. But you're right, would not be surprised to see a crazy upset there and a little chaos in Bedlam.